Talk Live. You can bring up whatever is on your mind. Dial in toll free. Take control of the airwaves at 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Again, freetalklive.com. Boy, this night full of all kinds of good news, at least in the realm of the war on drugs we've been talking about for the last little bit here on the program. For those of you just tuning in, a UK drug czar, former drug czar, has come out in favor of full-on legalization. And Pat Robertson of the 700 Club fame, as in ultra-conservative Pat Robertson, has come out in favor of not full legalization, but marijuana legalization. And maybe he just wasn't asked about full legalization, because the points he was making, according to the Raw story on his program, the 700 Club, the things he was saying absolutely apply across the board, not just in marijuana, but across the board to all the drugs. I mean, it's just the progress that is apparently happening here is incredible. There really is hope to, at the very least, see changes. If somebody like Pat Robertson can get it on legalizing marijuana, man, anybody can get it.
And it seems to be more people in the mainstream media. You've got Judge Napolitano and others on television now advocating that position as well. But what I find interesting about Robertson is that he's basing his opinion on really boots on the ground experience by his organization.
But from the prison outreach, talking to prisoners and actually hearing their stories and learning what really goes on.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's a good thing, because he's not one of these people, these academics, spouting off all these theories of law enforcement, you know, whereas he's actually basing his opinion on facts that he's found, because people have actually been spending time with people who were convicted of drug offenses.
What I'm curious about is what the response was for the 700 Club. I mean, that's a big organization that has been around for a long, long time and is well known within the Christian world. Did their contributions drop after he came out? Did they stay the same? Did they go up? Oh, I wonder what the response from his viewership, the flock, if you will, what did they have to say about it? Are they shocked?
That's a very good question.
Right.
I'm sure some are.
Or are others just along with the pastor? Oh, whatever he says must be true.
Maybe that's why he only mentioned marijuana, because he wanted to water it down a little bit.
Yeah. We're going to get back to the drug czar, because he had more to say. Yeah. But first, we go to the phones, and another John. All John's here so far tonight. In Indiana, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello, John. John in Indiana? Oh, he's gone. Never mind. All right, 800-259-9231. So, Wayne, let's continue with some of the what this former drug czar has to say about ending the insane war on drugs.
Well, he says, quote, "Prohibition has failed to protect us," Amesworth told the House of Commons on last Thursday. "Leaving the drugs market in the hands of criminals causes huge and unnecessary harm to individuals, communities, and entire countries, with the poor the hardest hit," he said. "We spend billions of pounds without preventing the wide availability of drugs," Ainsworth said. "It is time to replace our failed war on drugs with a strict system of legal regulation to make the world a safer, healthier place, especially for our children. We must take the trade away from organized criminals and hand it to the control of doctors and pharmacists."
It's a good suggestion. It's not the best, but it's good.
Much better.
It's a huge step in the right direction that will do so much to end the violence that is associated with drug use. And I mean different kinds of violence. Violence on the fact that people are having their homes broken into by a crackhead that wants to get money for his next hit. That people are being robbed on the street by, you know, drug addicts that need to get their next fix. People are having their cars broken into. There's that kind of violence. But there's also the other kind of violence where the government is violent against peaceful people who just use drugs. Mm-hmm. Because there are plenty of people in this country that can use drugs without robbing people. Marijuana users, for the most part, are able to support their habit with their jobs. Even though marijuana is far more expensive than it otherwise would be in a legal marketplace, they are still able to afford to buy it without necessarily having to knock over a convenience store or something like that. So then you've got the violence of the cops who come along and arrest those people. That's violence, too, because your average marijuana smoker isn't harming anybody. They're just enjoying their recreational product at the end of a tough day at work.
Yeah, they're raiding the refrigerator. What's wrong with that? I want some of that baklava.
Oh, you're right. We've got it out there thawing.
But actually, he says one thing, too, that's really good. He says politicians and the media need to engage in a genuine and grown-up debate about alternatives to prohibition.
Absolutely. Amen. Absolutely. Amen. And they don't want to do that, Wayne. There have been, for the longest time, the advocates of ending the drug war have been challenging people like the drug czar for years to debates, and they always turn them down.
Mm-hmm.
Why would they want to get into a debate about it? It's their policy. Their policy is in effect. They have no reason to come to its defense. It's already in effect, so why come to a debate where they're just going to lose? They're going to have their butts handed to them in this because they have nothing on which to stand. All of their points are based on emotion and appeals to emotion. There's no logic there, and we can appeal to emotion too, like the 1.5 million human beings in this country that are arrested and put in a cage every single year because they had a plant or a drug in their pockets. I mean, that's pretty tragic, and there are all kinds of personal, you dig down into those 1.5 million stories and you find all kinds of personal tragedies where people have their families torn apart by the system. The kids are taken away from a household, for instance, where mom and dad might be pot smokers. Little Johnny goes to school, tells his DARE officer that mom and dad smoke pot because the DARE officer tells the kids to snitch out their parents. They think they're doing what's right because they've been brainwashed to believe that pot's bad and that the DARE officer is going to help mom and dad out with their problem. Well, it turns out mom and dad were productive members of society until the cops come along and decide to arrest them, taking the kids away from them, putting them in a foster care home where they get molested by the foster care parents, and they're in a worse situation than they've been in the first place.
Yeah, that's a good summation. And you know,
those aren't uncommon.
In the old days, you used to hear this argument mostly from potheads, but not anymore. I'm a person. I don't do drugs. I don't drink. I mean, I probably have 6 beers a year. You know,
wow.
I've been working out for 37 years. You know, and most people would call me a health nut, you know. So I don't do these things, but I understand I want to be principled. I want to tell the truth. You know, I want to find the truth. And I just don't see, even though I might not believe in doing certain drugs myself, I have to allow you to be free for me to be free. That's my
belief. Absolutely. Let's go to the phones and the fun. Talk to Dennis in Huntsville listening to WBHP. Hello, Dennis. You're on with Ian and Wayne.
Oh, thank you. Oh, by the way, Ian and I enjoy listening to you on Coast to Coast.
I wasn't on Coast to Coast.
Well, Ian.
This is Ian, and I was not on Coast to Coast. So,
well,
I don't know who you are. Oh, you're thinking of the host of Coast to Coast, Ian Punnett?
Coast to Coast, yeah.
Not the same Ian. Sorry to confuse you. I have met Ian Punnett, and he's very short and was very nice.
Well, you could be on Coast to Coast.
I suppose I could.
Yeah. You're an Alex Jones.
I don't have a ghost story to tell, though.
You can make one up.
That's what a lot of people do
yeah,
to get on that show.
Good ones.
Anyway, go ahead, Dennis. What's on your mind?
I'm listening to what you guys are talking about now. Here's why I'm in favor of the idea of legalizing pot, of course, and as many drugs as practical, is because I don't like decent people out here getting records and everything, which screws their lives up for doing something like that. That's their choice, all right? But then you have the cops out here busting people for doing the same thing they're doing. They're doing drugs on duty because I've seen them, all right? Mm-hmm. And then you get the judges out here are sentencing people for doing drugs when the judges are doing it too. Prosecutors are prosecuting people for doing drugs when they're doing it too.
Mm-hmm.
And there's double standard like that where it's us and them. Well, because we have a title, we're better than you are. And we can do what we say you can't do, but we can do it. No, sorry, I don't go along with that, man.
Yeah, that's a very good point. That adds a whole
hypocrites.
New dimension to this.
They are hypocrites. And in fact, we were not, it wasn't just a couple weeks ago that we were talking about a judge who got busted for growing pot in her house. There's so many cops. I mean, I've got corrupt cop stories here, too. I mean, since you bring it up, we might as well go into some of them. Dennis, any other comments you want to make?
No, I think I spoke my piece on this. I don't like hypocrisy right there.
Yeah.
You know, this is America, we should be free.
Yep, absolutely, Dennis. Thank you for the call. The drug war is rife with hypocrisy. He's absolutely right about that. And then you got stories like the cop in Indianapolis that was 3 sheets to the wind while on duty driving a cop SUV. They actually caught him, but how many guys are out there getting away with stuff?
Because
they're in positions of power.
This is a medical problem. When people abuse drugs, it's a medical problem, not a criminal problem. That's the point here.
Speaking of the corrupt cops, we'll bring those to you here in a moment, and you can take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231. This is Free Talk Live. It's Christmas week. We're here all week long. We're going to be here live taking your calls, so stick with us here throughout the holidays. This is Free Talk Live. Take control.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that, in 2011, we'll witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives. The way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years, but he's usually right. He predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner. And recently, he created a video, which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at endofamerica19.com. Although this video may be offensive to some audiences, it's worth checking out. Again, it's endofamerica19.com. That's the numeral 19. That's endofamerica19.com.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MainMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish and M10 gas masks are $3 for $30, and Swiss filters are $3 for $12. Searching for Strike Anywhere matches? MainMilitary.com has them, plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179, 877-608-0179. MainMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. You've heard me talk about the delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. I've told you for years that eFoodsDirect has the best storable food on the planet. Now it's that time of year again, and their holiday special is here. They have two holiday price packs for you to put into your reserves for a secure future or to share with others. The first is a six-month bulk supply in 10 cans. And the second is a 5-week supply of quick and easy to fix meals, including delicious bakery items shipped in heavy tote bags. Now, for a limited time, when you order two or more of these special holiday packs, you'll get free shipping on your entire order. Call now, 800-409-5633, or visit them at efoodsdirect.com/Alex. That's 800-409-5633, or efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Bring up anything you want. And dial in toll free at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wade.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features you will find there completely free. Unlike those other talk show hosts that want to charge you for their sites, we give ours away. In fact, the main feature actually allows you to control the content. You go there and everything you see in the main column of the site, created by listeners like you. We had nothing to do with it. We just set the structure up, and you guys go and put things in there that you think are interesting. So as you're scrolling around the internet, you find something that you think is useful or funny or interesting or whatever, you submit it to our website via the submit show link, or you can use our bookmarklet, which makes it even easier. And then once it's submitted to the site, other listeners will vote on whether they like or dislike it. And the most liked make it to the front page and the top of the website, meaning we're more likely to see it, possibly more likely to talk about it on the air. Certainly more people are going to see it and discuss it and share it with their friends and that sort of thing. So it's social bookmarking, I think is what it's called, and it's a lot of fun. Over at freetalklive.com, go and get interactive. That's just one of the many features there, and it's all brought to you for free at freetalklive.com. In fact, we've also got our webcam, cam.freetalklive.com. That's brought to you by Memory Dealers, and they offer the world's largest selection of discounted optical transceivers, including SFPs, GBICs, XFPs, Zenpaks, and X2s that are 100% compatible with all major networking equipment manufacturers, including Cisco, 3Com, Foundry, Alcatel, and HP, at up to 99% off list price. Memory Dealers can also offer customized solutions for your transceiver requirements, including private labeling, and they're your trusted source for all your networking and telecom accessory needs. Memory Dealers, they're in stock and ready to ship via overnight delivery. You can find them at memorydealers.com. As we continue here, we'll get to Corrupt Cops in a moment, but first, Allie is on the line. Ladies come first here on Free Talk Live. Allie in Alabama, you're on Free Talk Live. Hello there.
Hey, guys.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
Well, I called to tell you guys my story. I was coming home from my friend's house on Sunday night. We were having a dinner party, and I was on my way home, and I made the mistake of driving through a part of the town where a lot of cops hang out, and, you know, they tend to be bored because during Christmas time, our town gets really slow, so, you know, they're sort of patrolling the area, and I drive by one of them, and they turn around and turn their lights on and pull me over. Yeah. And so, you know, he comes up to my car, and, you know, I sort of follow a script when I talk to the cops. You know, I like to always ask them, you know, evening officer, you know, why did you pull me over? He tells me it's for my headlight. And then he tells me that I smell like alcohol.
Uh-oh.
I hadn't, you know, had anything to drink that night, and, you know, I was totally fine to drive, so, but I had just been told that my, dog died, on the way, you know, right before, like, after Aww. I got my car, my mom called and told me, so, you know, I might have looked upset, but,
yeah, absolutely. I'd probably
right,
be crying.
So,
yes,
right,
your eyes may have been red, too, because you were crying, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right, yeah, exactly. So, but, you know, he didn't even accuse me of, you know, he didn't say I looked high, he just said, you know, he thought that I was been drinking. So I'm 20, so, you know, to him, I don't even have to be drunk. I just, you know, I could have had, you know, like a sip of beer, and to him, I'm, you know, a criminal. So, but I hadn't, and he tells me to get out of the car and makes me take all the silly tests, which are really confusing, by the way. I've never had to, you know, do the walk the line or anything like that, but
They're not easy to do while you're sober, from what I understand. They're kind of designed. They're kind of designed to get people to screw up.
Yeah.
Right.
My brother did cartwheels on the line one time.
Really? Smart ass.
Yeah. Yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, I tried to show, you know, demonstrate to people what they asked me to do, and, like, even when I do it now, I still, like, almost fall over and stuff. So They won't even let you put your arms out for balance when you're walking, you know, like, heel to toe, as if that's, you know, some kind of, like, you're not, like, you can't walk naturally heel to toe. That's not how people are designed to walk.
Right.
But anyway, so they decide that I'm wasted, and they handcuff me.
Jeez.
And then
Was this your first arrest?
Yes.
Okay.
They tell me that I need to move my car because it's not lawfully parked. They want the keys to my car, and I tell them, you know, I don't consent to any searches, officer. And, you know, well, they're like, well, we'll just bring the drug dogs. And I was like, well, I don't think that's fair that, you know, you're the one who just arrested me, and I can't move my car into a parking space. So now I either have to pay to have my car impounded or give some stranger the keys to my car. But, you know, I really, you know, I probably shouldn't have, but I gave them the keys. So they take me downtown, and I take the breathalyzer, and I come out at 0.00.
Mm-hmm.
but then he proceeds to charge me with a DUI.
What?
Yeah.
I've heard that happen before. Yeah.
Because?
Save face.
Well, I asked him, I was like, well, you know, what? Am I still being charged with DUI? And he says, well, I'm convinced that you're under, you're obviously under the influence of some kind of narcotic. And I was like, officer, I haven't had anything tonight. You know, the only thing I've, the only drug I've had is coffee. Mm-hmm. And, so, you know, he, you know, tells me, well, you're going to have to take off your jacket before you go in there. And, is there anything in your purse that I need to know about? And, I was like, you know, assuming that he means drugs, I was like,
yeah.
No. And, he's like, what about this pepper spray? And I was like, I assume everyone in there knows about pepper spray and how to handle it. And, he tells me that, that they need to know about the pepper spray because it's a weapon. So I go in there and
go into, you know, a cell. Where are you going into? That's the part I missed out.
Sorry. Yeah, they take me down to like the they don't put me in a cell, but yeah, they take me to the jail and they make me like go through processing and stuff and mm-hmm. They take my mugshot and make me do like fingerprint stuff.
Humiliating.
And you know all the people behind the counter are just ridiculous. You know because. I realized, I was like, I don't know how I would act if everyone who came to my workplace is brought there in handcuffs and, you know, they're against their will. But they're talking about, like, sexual harassment in the workplace, but not, you know, about it. They're actually just, you know, one of the ladies was telling her coworker, you know, you need to stop slapping me in the ass. And he tells her, oh, well, what do you expect when it's all big and in my face?
Wow.
And this is, like, out loud in front of me and everything. And just the whole experience is ridiculous. They treated me like a criminal the whole time. And
sure.
Proceeded to ask me, what did you take tonight and, you know, all this stuff. And they
figured they could intimidate you. They figured they could intimidate you and badger you into giving them something that they could use to get you convicted with. Because they'd already put you in the handcuffs. They'd already taken you through all of this. And that's a pretty, for a lot of people, that's a scary situation, especially being taken to a jail. Where are you in Alabama?
Auburn.
Okay, so you're listening on the internet then?
Yes.
You know, I don't imagine the jails in Auburn are that much better than the jails in a lot of the rest of the South. And so, I mean, just going to jail, period, can be a scary situation. And so they figured they were going to intimidate their way into getting a conviction here. But you didn't have drugs on you, and you weren't on drugs. And, or at least I presume you didn't have drugs in your purse. And so you didn't give them anything, right?
Right.
I'll let you continue the story if there's more. Can you hang on?
Yeah.
More with Allie in a moment from Alabama. Her first time being arrested by a cop who basically was looking to make an arrest. I mean, he had nothing to go on here. He just wanted to harass a 20-year-old young lady. 800-259-9231. Just pathetic. 800-259-9231. You take control. Bring up whatever's on your mind. This is Free Talk Live.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, towline, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Question: what would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want by dialing in toll free at 800-259-9231. Don't forget you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that you'll find there completely free. Archives are included. If you've missed a moment of the show, don't worry. They're right there on the front page of the website, the last week's worth. You can click and download. Or you can click into the archives section and then go all the way back as late as 2006. So do it all and do it for free over at freetalklive.com. And know that it's brought to you by HostGator, a worldwide leader for web hosting. They make it easy for you to get your own .com domain name. Unlimited disk space, unlimited bandwidth, 99.9% uptime guarantee. You create your very own website with their free site builder tools and templates. And whether you want a personal blog or a complete e-commerce business site, let the experts at HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com host you. That's right. It's our special web portal that allows you to get a first free month when you enter through HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. So make sure you do it that way. That way we get credit for it. And we're not getting a kickback. You're just getting a free month. But it, it's important for us because they know that people are entering through our site, meaning they know the advertising's working. So HostGator.FreeTalkLive.com. Get a free month right out the gate. For on the house. As we continue here, we've got Allie on the line in Alabama, and she's calling to regale us with her story about her first arrest. And in this case, it was an entirely trumped up bunch of nonsense, being pulled over by a cop, likely looking to fill a quota. And she had just found out that her dog had died, which is not a happy thing to discover. Always tough to deal with that. And so was a little upset at the time she was pulled over. Maybe the red eyes from the crying that might have been happening was something that tipped the cop off that he thought something was going on. He claimed that he smelled alcohol, which cops can just do that crap. They can just, oh, it smells like marijuana in here. Step out of the car, even if it doesn't. How can you dispute that? How do you in court say, well, you know, that's not true. It didn't smell like marijuana. It's your word against theirs, and you certainly can't prove that it did or it didn't smell like something. So he pulls her out of the car, makes her run through the stupid battery of DUI tests, which are very difficult to pass even if you're sober, as I understand it. And arrest her for a DUI, even though when she was taken back to the station and blew on the breathalyzer, it was a 0.00.
0.0000.
Now, Allie, as you pointed out, you're 20 years old, so had you actually blown it, into the breathalyzer and been drunk, it might have been even worse for you. But you weren't, and despite that, they still didn't release you. You were still charged with a DUI. They proceeded to put you in a jail cell, and that's right around where we pick up the story. Are you still with us, Allie? Allie in Alabama. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, we got you.
Okay. They actually did not put me in a jail cell. They just held me down. And, you know, there's like the little area behind the desk where the bureaucrats hang out and do paperwork. And then
sitting on a bench the whole time,
right,
or something like that?
Yeah. There's a benched area where, they wanted me to sit and sort of like away for where they don't have to see me.
Were you cuffed this whole time, too?
No, I was not handcuffed after I was inside. But, you know, I was upset, so I was crying, and I had, I was actually, you know, pretty pissed off because I had to work the next day. Actually, you know, I had to be up at, 8 o'clock to be up for work, and it was already, past midnight, and,
They don't move fast. When you're inside the police department, you might as well block off another 5 or 6 hours before you can get out. I mean, it just depends. Usually it's very slow.
Well, they make me call on the way there, I asked the cop if it was okay if I called someone to come pick me up, and, he's like, oh, sure, yeah, you can call someone as soon as you get there. Of course, that was a lie. The only call that they really allow you is to call the bondsman.
Wow, that's terrible.
So I begged the lady at the front counter who felt sort of bad for me at first. She was like, she was like saying, you should, they can take you back to your car, at this point, but he just chose not to, and I guess that's fine. I eventually got her to try to call some people, but I didn't have my phone at the time. I guess it was lost in my car, but she got upset with me for crying because I guess she just didn't want to have to listen to it. So, she told me that if I kept crying, she was going to put me in a jail cell, and that,
wow,
and then,
such compassion.
Right, and after, the bondsman, after meeting with him and him giving my papers to give back to her to, finish filling out, I was getting pretty frustrated because it's hard when you don't know how long you're going to have to be somewhere against your will.
Sure.
So, I tried to sort of make myself a little bit more visible, to sort of hurry her along, so she'd want me to get out as soon as possible. So I sort of stood, sort of where she could see me. And she told me I need to sit down. And I said, actually, I'd prefer to stand. And she says, well, you're making me feel rushed. And I explained to her, I actually kind of want you to feel rushed because I want to go home.
Yeah. She's getting paid to be there. You are losing hours of sleep, and you're going to be a wreck for your job the next morning.
Right. And, of course, she tries to, compare. I explained to her that I had to work in the morning. She tried to compare her job to my job as if it's the same thing. Eventually, I do get let out. I explained to her when we were
What time did you get pulled over, and then what time did you get let out of the holding center?
I was pulled over a little bit after 10 o'clock, and they actually let me out. By the time I got to my parents' house, it was around 3.
Wow.
Not as bad as, I know, a lot of times they'll just hold people in jail, indefinitely until they, if they're not cooperating well enough, but I was
well, sure, but they
home.
Had, they had no real case against you, and so that,
right.
Imagine they let you out on what they call PR, personal recognizance.
I don't know. They didn't say.
Did you have to pony up cash?
To the bondsman, I did.
How much?
$75.
What about your car? How much did it cost to get your car out of impound?
They actually, I gave them my keys to park it, so I didn't have to pay for my car to,
All right, well, that's good. Was the car ransacked when you got to it, or was it okay?
It was fine. I knew that if, you know, I would be able to tell if they had searched it, and from what it looked like, they hadn't searched it. It was just false threats.
So what are your reflections on all this, Allie?
Well, I've been to the police station a couple times to, you know, with my parents to complain about it.
How'd that
they
go?
They seem very afraid.
The police or your parents?
The police.
They should
seem
be.
Very nervous. My stepfather is, I think he intimidated them a little bit. He's threatening a lawsuit.
Mm.
And, you know, I don't know about that. I don't know what the chances are of, like, winning a lawsuit against them. But
it may be difficult to even find a lawyer willing to sue the police department, but I hope
right.
that you can somehow pull that off, because they wasted a night of your time, and you will not get compensation for it unless you sue them. You can file all the complaints you want to, and they'll take that and file it in the circular file, which, you know, the trash can.
And unfortunately, you're paying for it, and your neighbors are, in their taxes,
yep.
if you do sue and win.
Right, exactly. I was saying if I won any money off of them, I would send everyone in Auburn a check. But I was actually going to ask your advice. They gave me this civil release form to sign, and it basically, there's like two sentences about how the charges will be dropped if I sign it, and then there's this whole thing about how, you know, I won't sue them, and they're not liable for anything, and all this. And so it's
Did
really...
Did you sign that?
No, I haven't signed it. You know, I went back to the station to take a good look at it today to see. They won't let me take it from the station to have, mm-hmm. like, a lawyer look over it.
Red flag.
So slimy.
It's very tempting to sign, though, because if the charges are dropped, and you know,
Sure. Well, right. So this reminds me of what they were doing in Bradenton, Florida, for a little while, where they would pull somebody over. And, of course, they're targeting people that don't know their rights. They're not going to target a guy driving a Lexus or somebody that could hire a lawyer. They would pull people over, and they would say, all right, well, you know, we're going to take your car from you here. We found some pot. We're going to take your car from you. And all we just need you to do is just sign this form. And it basically says that you're going to give us the car and that you won't, you know, sue us, and we'll drop the charges. So we won't charge you with the pot possession. You just give us the car. And people are signing those things left and right. I'll tell you what, we'll come back, talk a little more about this, what you can possibly do here, because that is a really slimy tactic.
Yeah.
So more with Allie in a moment. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Would you sign the paper? It's Free Talk Live.
Welcome to Living Healthy Naturally, with information and advice on how to improve your health and wellness with natural remedies and nutritional healing. Here's renowned naturopathic doctor and certified nutritionist, Dr. Lindsay Duncan.
In my day-to-day practice, one of the most effective pieces of advice I can give is to make sure clients get the proper nutrients in their diet each and every day. Many people consume foods fortified with vitamin B, but the typical American diet, which is high in processed, cooked, and microwavable food, provides only a fraction of the B vitamins needed for good health. Processed foods loaded with preservatives, sodium, artificial sweeteners, and other flavor-enhancing chemicals offer empty calories and do not give your body what it needs for energy. I have recommended an amazing product to my clients that delivers all of the needed vitamins and nutrients in a simple and delicious juice. The product is called Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol Juice from Genesis Today. It tastes fantastic and provides all the minerals and vitamins, including 200% of the daily value of antioxidant vitamin C and 1,000% of the daily value of vitamin B12. And it contains even more of what your body needs to maintain optimal health.
To learn more about Living Healthy Naturally and Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol, please visit GenesisToday.com. Pomegranate and Berries with Resveratrol is available in the refrigerated section next to the OJ at all Walmart and SuperTarget locations.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
calling all manufacturers from across the United States. Are you eager to have people buy your products right here at home instead of having them buy competing products made on the other side of the world? Do you want to build your business while helping boost our nation's economy at the same time? Then localmakers.com is the website for you. Our site provides an easy way for manufacturers to connect with customers within their local community as well as across the United States. From the small manufacturer who works out of their home to the large manufacturers across the U.S., localmakers.com connects customers to the closest manufacturer by simply entering their zip code. So if you make your own goods and want to expand your market, go to localmakers.com and put your products on one of our shelves. If you're not a local manufacturer but know someone who is, take advantage of the localmakers.com referral program and earn income by getting others to join. Simply go to localmakers.com and register. There's no cost to join. That's localmakers.com. Visit localmakers.com today.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain. Maybe enough time for your call to make it now at 800-259-9231. Joining you tonight, it's Ian.
And Wayne.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site totally free, so enjoy those on us. The Shrine of Female Listeners is one of those features. The dozens of ladies who've taken the time to send in their validated photo or video show they are indeed listeners of this program. Shrine.freetalklive.com is where you can go to get more information on that, and if you're a lady listener, you can become part of the Shrine at shrine.freetalklive.com. And I would like to extend an invitation to Allie, who is on the lines with us here, because actually it's been too long. It's been a little while since we've had a brand new Shriner up at the Shrine of Female Listeners. So, Allie, if you get a moment and you feel so inspired, we'd love to have you as our newest addition over there at the Shrine.
So I may do that.
Great. Well, drop on by there when you get a chance. You've been telling us a story tonight about your first arrest, and it was not pleasant. The cop basically attempted to suggest that you were a DUI, and there was no evidence whatsoever to back that up. He basically was going on a hunch, and he was wrong. You took the breathalyzer and ended up with a 0.00. You hadn't been drinking at all that night. Continued to press the DUI charges even after you were presumably exonerated at that point, and they, of course, were running their intimidation game on you and trying to scare you, and they were being rude, and they wasted 5 hours of your time, and luckily you didn't have your car impounded. That was maybe one of the upsides to this, and of course the charge was still there. They presented you with this form that essentially said something to the effect of, if you sign this form, we'll drop the charge, the DUI charge, which that's a pretty serious charge. We'll drop the charge as long as you agree to not sue us. What were some of the other terms of the contract or the agreement?
Well, see, the reason I'm so skeptical of it is that it basically says, you know, there will be no agreements made outside of this form. Basically, if you sign this form, then I'm stuck with it. You know, they can tell me that, you know, they'll, like, erase it off my record, or, you know, all the other stuff. I want my money back, too, and, you know, but as long as it's on the form, then they have nothing, they owe me nothing besides, you know, dropping the charges. So it just kind of makes me nervous to do, and, you know, also, is it going to,
if anything, you know, that's just so too easy for them. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I kind of want a little bit more accountability other than just, you know, they still took up all my time, and I still almost feel afraid to drive at night now. And
well, if you talk to a local attorney, they're probably familiar with that form, even if they don't see it firsthand.
Mm-hmm.
And if you went into the police department with an attorney, that would probably help as well.
Yeah, that's a good point. Now, we're not lawyers. This isn't to be, you know, we don't give legal advice. Wouldn't even know how to do that. But I sure as hell wouldn't sign that thing because you know you weren't DUI that night. They don't have any evidence. Mm-hmm. And usually the way the cops run their game is they intimidate people. So they intimidate, and they're very good at this. They intimidate people into giving up their rights. They intimidate people into signing statements that essentially give up their rights. That's what they're saying here. You're giving up your right to sue them in return for them dropping this charge. It's essentially a mini plea bargain. And that just basically lets them completely off the hook. And that's not what you want. If you are confident that they, you know, that they have nothing on you, what I would do is I would go ahead and let them, you know, go ahead. Let's schedule the trial date. Let's go to court and see what you guys have then. And it wouldn't surprise me if they dropped the charges before they actually went to trial.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I hope so. One of the reasons I wanted to sign it is because I kind of want to avoid going to court. Like,
sure.
I've never been, and the whole process sounds really
it's intimidating.
Scary.
That's what they have going for them, Allie, is that you are scared by them and that their process is intimidating. And there's no doubt, especially when you're all alone, and I don't know how many people are going to come out to support you, but I was just thinking when you were telling us your story about how the cops wanted to, you had a situation where the car was parked in a place where they said it couldn't be, so you had to give them the keys, which of course led them to possibly search through your car, and who knows what they did. You were concerned about that. It reminded me of something that happened after the show last week. Sean, on Thursday night, left the studio, was actually pulled over driving home, and not too far away from the studio. He was pulled over. He leaves a port 411 on this messaging system that we have here for activists. That message went out, and people all around the area heard this. And even though he made the mistake of not saying exactly where he was, there are enough people around that one of our activist friends was driving down that very same road at that time, happened to see the police activity, noticed that it was Sean because he'd heard the message. He knew that somebody pulled over Sean somewhere close to the studio. So he pulls in. And then, you know, he radios out to us, and then me and Michelle Seven and Luther, we all came out, and we had like four to six activists on the scene, you know, within 10 minutes. So one of us was able to kind of coordinate the tow, because this car had to be towed because it was suspended. The registration was suspended. But we were able to tow it back to our house rather than the police coming and taking it to a tow yard or something like that. So that helped out, and of course we had somebody go and pick Sean up when he was let out of the police station. And it made things, as bad as the night was for Sean being arrested, it made things easier because he had a support system. He had activists, you know, in place that could help out. So having people with you can really help when you're in court, even if they don't know what they're doing from a legal aspect. It's just nice to have people there from a moral standpoint and a moral support standpoint. So do you think that there would be people that would kind of back you on this besides mom and dad?
Everyone I've told about this pretty much, like even people who, you know, I'm not super close to have been, you know, really supportive of me, and, you know, they can't believe the story either, and, you know, so I think that, I could probably round up a few people to come to court with me to support me. That is actually one of the reasons I'm, you know, New Hampshire's really appealing to me, is because there's all this support in case something like this happens.
Absolutely. Well, shop it around to some of the lawyers in town. Take it to them. Tell them your story. They're going to sit and they're going to listen to you for free. I mean, that most lawyers will do. And then see if you can find a lawyer that is willing to take this on spec. Because you don't want to have to pour money into a lawyer to do this. Find a lawyer that's willing to take the case as kind of like an unjustified arrest, something to where he could turn around and bring suit against the county or the city and maybe make some money for himself on the back end. That, I think, would be an ideal situation. And even if you can't find a lawyer, they're going to try to make you sweat it out. And if you wait... they will drop the charges. Now, there's never a guarantee. You may end up having to go to court, but what are they going to show? You know, the cop had a hunch that you were that you were on drugs. You got no proof of anything. And I don't
My biggest fear is that, from what I've been told, the judge is like this really, really old guy, and I'm afraid that he's, you know, maybe very socially conservative. And Officer Park is going to get up there and say, "Oh, sir, you know, judge, she was obviously intoxicated. You know, maybe not by alcohol, but definitely, you know, I think she had something to smoke tonight that night, or." You know,
that's where you'd
want
to talk to a lawyer about, like, finding out what their burden of proof is. What is it that they have to prove in order to move ahead? But your fears are justified. I mean, these people don't follow their own rules. That's certainly the case. And if you feel if you feel like it's best to just take the hit of the loss of the 5 hours and chalk it up as a learning experience, then, you know, then maybe you do want to sign the form and just make it all go away. I think there's something to be said, especially if you're planning a move to New Hampshire. There's something to be said for, you know, kind of flying under the radar as much as possible and not sticking your neck out too far. So there's something to be said for that, too. But I think it would behoove you to check with some lawyers in town and see what they have to say about it, because they certainly know the laws better down there. And maybe you'll find one that's willing to help you out on spec.
And the judge would know those lawyers, too. And the lawyer would know that judge, chances are, as well.
Yeah.
But if you tell them about the dog that your dog had just died and you were crying before you got pulled over, I think, you know, if you can really sell that to the judge, I think you'd do fine.
Yeah, I mean, a 20-year-old girl crying in the courtroom is going to be tough for them to convict, I would think. But, Allie, would you let us know what transpires here as things continue?
Sure, yeah, definitely. And thank you guys for letting me share my story. You know, as long as, you know, people can know about this, I don't feel like it's so much in vain. So thank you so much.
Thanks, Allie. Appreciate the call. Let's talk to Marco, listening in Decatur to WBHP in Alabama. Hey, Marco, you're on Free Talk Live. Marco?
Hello.
Hey, you're on the air.
Hey, man, I'm actually happen to be a cop, and I actually have happened to be in Auburn, Alabama. One thing I wish you would have said was if it was Auburn PD or Auburn University. I just don't think that Auburn PD, if you call and complain, as big a department as that is, they're going to trash it. Okay? We're not allowed to do that. We answer to the public. I know you can say we stiff arm or whatever, but still, I had one complaint filed on me. I got called in. I got questioned. It wasn't just trashed. I mean, that stuff's going to happen. That's life. Now, if it's Auburn University, you're probably going to have some young guys that may make some mistakes.
What do you think? Do you think you should sign that form, make it go away, or take it to court and see if they got anything?
Well, I don't ever want to second guess another officer, but I would say this. If she says she did nothing wrong, then go to court with it. Just like I tell people when somebody gets a warrant on them and I have to serve the warrant. You know, look, if she didn't do anything, then don't worry about it. Go to court.
Marco, I wish we had more time to talk to you, man, but we are out of it tonight. I appreciate the call and the info. And everybody that couldn't get on, call us tomorrow night. We had a blast of calls here in the very last segment. So if you've got to share something, call us tomorrow. We'll talk to you then. In the meantime, see you online at freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.